AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Prosecutors in New York are urging a judge not to throw out President-elect Donald Trump's hush money criminal conviction, suggesting a willingness to end the case in a way that would preserve the verdict while avoiding punishment or a protracted legal fight. The Manhattan DA's office proposed an array of options for keeping the conviction on the books, including asking Judge Juan Mershon to consider treating the case the way he would when a defendant dies. Luigi Mangione remains in Pennsylvania a day after he was arrested for the shooting death in New York of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
It started out almost a little bit like a joke. My friend thought he looked like the shooter.
This customer named Larry was in the McDonald's at the time. A worker there also noticed the resemblance.
She said between his eyes and his eyebrows, she says, when I took his order, it was like... She got in her mind, oh my God, it's a guy from New York.
A law enforcement bulletin obtained by the AP says Mangione likely was motivated by his anger with what he called parasitic health insurance companies and a disdain with corporate greed. Thousands of people in Southern California are under evacuation orders and warnings. Firefighters are battling a wind-driven wildfire in Malibu. Dustin Corey is trying to save his clothing store.
Watering my building, watering my neighbor's buildings, the area around it, the trees. Just make sure that everything is damp around us. That's all I can do.
He spoke to KABC. Some homes have burned in Malibu. An exact number is not known yet. Police say a driver was killed in Georgia as officers responded to a bomb threat at the home of Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. A police officer on a local bomb squad was traveling to the scene when he collided with another car. It's the latest instance of a crime known as swatting. This is AP News. South Korea's ex-defense minister has been formally arrested.
The Seoul Central District Court says it's approved a prosecutor's request for an arrest warrant against Kim Jong-hyun. Kim faces allegations that he colluded with President Yoon Suk-yeol and others in imposing the December 3 martial law, which brought armed troops to Seoul streets. Authorities are investigating whether their acts amount to rebellion. The Justice Ministry has banned Yoon and 8 others from leaving the country, as authorities see them as key suspects in the martial law case. It's the first time that a sitting president in South Korea has received a travel ban. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Prosecutors in Wisconsin filed 10 additional felony charges against 2 attorneys and an aide to President-elect Donald Trump, who advised Trump in 2020 as part of a plan to falsely claim Trump won that year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.